most of the same boys are really struggling for this week. You know, Davin is definitely gone, and Bernard Lafferty, who need another week. Davin probably even struggle if he gets to the final. Oisin, Declan Coulter's recovering okay, you know, but probably not in a place for a starting position. Hope to get some game time out of him, you know. So look, up front, they're three guaranteed starters on any normal day. So look, we're shy up there, but I suppose we played the second half against Armagh without them three boys, and the boys stepped up well, the boys that came in. So look, very shy up front, and a lot of boys will be getting their chance to get a debut in the semi-final, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose now is the time to shine for them young boys. And you see it in sport when some of the big names can't appear or maybe aren't involved in a game as they normally are. It's up to the others to stand tall. And it's a great opportunity for them, but you would just sort of hope that maybe the occasion doesn't get in the way of that, Mickey.
Yes, of course, like Kevin Keighley and Conor O'Grady, you know, they've been training well now with us on the last three seasons, and well capable of competing with anybody in training, Oisin, and they can play at that standard, no problem. It's just if the occasion doesn't get to them. But I think the two solid performance, Kevin had a good hour for us on against Armagh, and Conor Grady come off the bench in the second half and scored a couple of points. Look to step up and do a job for us. And it's a different type of hurling at this time of year, you know, and it's not really a forwards time of year with the ground being soft and things a wee bit slower and a lot of rucks about there. But look, a lot will come down to heart and desire and work rate, Oisin, and look, we weren't missing none of that against Armagh, so if we can bring that again and just wee bit more clinical front of the net with 19-20 wides, we put ourselves in good position to maybe hopefully try and get over Tyrone, you know.
Yeah, one other man that we didn't mention there was Danny Cullen. He's had his problem with injuries as well. What's the latest on Danny? Will he feature for you on Saturday?
Yes, Danny. Aye, Danny just put kind of nursing his injury, you know. But no, Danny should be okay for Saturday, you know, which is a big plus for us. We're just watching him at training. His knee probably be sore after training and stuff. So look, we're just taking it easy with Danny and caution with him, you know. But he should be okay for starting on Saturday.
Yeah. Given the fact that you're going to be missing quite a few of your key men, does it mean that you have to change your approach, do you, Mickey?
Does I actually look? We kind of had our championship six forward set out from the start of it, you know, just chatting to Gabriel and Jamesy, and there's big changes in that from then to now, you know, and maybe we'll have to sacrifice Jack O'Loughlin and push him up the field and stuff. But look, the six forwards will be fitting. Oisin, still, you still run McDermott, Jared Gilmore, you know, Conor Grady, Kevin Keighley, and possibly Jack O'Loughlin under the mix. So we're still a decent forward line. We're very reliant on the likes of Davin and Danny, but it'd be nice if these boys could step up and do a job for us and get over the line without them lads, you know, and it'd be a big bonus for them getting into the final and confidence up too for these young boys.
Yeah, you and Tyrone know each other very well, Mickey. So you guys have played, of course, in recent years, and you won the league game early in the early part of the year, and you've had some big championship encounters as well. So is there anything that Tyrone can surprise you with at the weekend, or do you have a fair idea what they're going to bring to the table?
Yeah, so Tyrone's always a different team in championship. Oisin, in those 3 or 4 seasons back, they put Donegal out of the competition, you know. And last year, they went and beat a good Mayo team, who were hot favourites. So look, they can raise their game for championship. And there's some serious players out there that need some watching, and Damien Casey and them, and a couple other forwards up there. So look, Damien Casey probably is good at hurling than the Nicky Raggart. Oisin, so and it's a great outlet for them if they play him edge the square or even on their puck outs. It gives them a great outlet. So look, they're definitely going to be a big threat to us, especially with a few boys missing now, and they'll know that, and they'll see our guard down a bit. We have a few injuries, and they'll think that we're there for the ticking. So it's going to be a 50-50 game, Oisin, and it's nothing on it but a 2 or 3 point either way, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose there's a huge carrot at the end of this, back in a Nicky Raggart final. Both sides, of course, have won the competition in the last number of years, but that's where you want to get back to, Mickey.
Yes, I suppose the big prize at the end of any semi-final, Oisin, you know, is the final, and that just gives it that wee bit of more edge and a wee bit more nerves and nerve-wracking, you know. But the same was knockout against Armagh the last day, so and we raised up the plate, you know, for first day out against Longford. But if we get something the same, if the boys bring the same intensity and all to the Tyrone match and just get a wee bit more clinical in front of the post, that will not be far away, Oisin. But with a few boys missing, we're supposed to be favourites into this game, but I don't see that now myself. I think it's a real 50-50, you know.
Just finally then, Mickey, we'll touch on the timing of the game. Obviously, the senior men footballers are playing at 1 o'clock or quarter past one in the Ulster semi-final against Armagh. The lady footballers also have a 1 o'clock start on Saturday. And you guys, with the hurling, is at 1:30. Is that a thorn in your side, is it, Mickey? Or is it or is it something that annoys you or doesn't faze you at all?
It's not a thorn in my side. Obviously, I wouldn't say we'll have to get our own house in order, you know, but I really personally would have been like to sit down on the sofa and watch the football because I enjoy it, you know, and look, it is a wee bit annoying that two at the same time, but we just have to switch off in the football. I know boys be keeping a tight eye on how it's going, but we'll just have to try to get our own house in order, you know, but slightly disappointed that it would have been nice to be sitting and watch the football in peace, you know, but it's not to be, so hopefully maybe we'll get to the final and we'll get to watch that, you know.
Listen, Mickey, good luck in the semi-final against Tyrone this weekend. Thanks for talking to us.
Okay, I think